When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, aka Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Enough! Hey everyone, this is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang, the sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, this is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov, the Czar, the NXT Champion, and you're listening to...
The Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening and you're watching the longest running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C, Ro Moran, Chino Liao, Rowan SH, all checking in for our usual Thursday live stream. And it's great to see everyone again. I've been out for 2 weeks dito sa live stream because of work. So it just feels good to see everyone again. And for those of you who've been used to seeing the studio in the background, the studio has been officially dismantled because I'm moving out in a few weeks. So dito muna tayo, back to my bedroom where we started this whole live stream thing on the podcast. How is everyone doing on our second to the last Thursday of February?
What a year, huh? What a year. God, it's a mess. Like it's only February, but everything's a mess. TNA's a mess. Everything's a mess.
It's better than 2020, guys. Let's just look at it that way.
Yes.
Oh yeah, that's a great point. Yeah,
it's better than 2020.
Rowan, outside of your consequence, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing well. My calves are gonna explode. I've been commuting every single day of my life. Boy estudiante. I mean, it's normal.
Yep.
Good to know that it's your legs and not the Cleveland Cavaliers, because for a second I was like, when did you follow the Cavs? But thank you for clarifying. So at least alam natin na you're burning something kahit papano, as your Cavs are on their way to exploding on you.
True.
All right. We are a couple of nights away, literally two sleeps away from Elimination Chamber Perth. It is happening on Saturday, February 24, the very first ever WWE PLE in our time zone. So that is happening 6 p.m. Manila time, meaning start time natin. But of course, the viewing party is on. Let's put up the poster. Go join us at Skinny Mike's. 5:30 p.m. Is the advertised time. Pero like 5 p.m. palang, we should be opening doors already. You can still get your early bird tickets at 350 pesos a pop. You get a free iced tea. For the walk-ins on the day itself, 450 pesos each. May kasama din yang iced tea. And our friends from Everybody's Toys and Collectibles have committed to giving away a Cody Rhodes t-shirt. So di pa natin napopost on social media because they just finalized that last night. So if you want to get yourself a Cody Rhodes t-shirt, courtesy of Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, go join us. May paraffle tayo ulit. We're about to close the early bird sales as well. So we are down to our last 7 tickets for the early birds. And then kung nasaraduan kayo or naubos na by midnight, everyone will just have to buy the walk-in ticket. So again, Elimination Chamber Perth this Saturday, 6 p.m. if you want to catch it live on Disney Plus, or if you want to watch it with us at Skinny Mike's BGC, we'll be there as early as 5 or 5:30 p.m. All right, last couple of housekeeping duties. Let's start with the Patreon row.
Patreon program, guys. If you want to support everything that we do, siempre, I know you guys are fans. Some of you are, you know, loyal fans, loyal WWE fans. And if you want to, you know, give us a little appreciation for what we do here, whether it's creating content or, you know, giving you your favorite takes or your takes that you can process with. All you got to do is sign up for our Patreon, patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. Babyface producer Jasper has put up the ticker down there. All you got to do is subscribe for only $5 or around 275 pesos, medyo bumababa ng dollar. And you get really good benefits and perks like access to our Discord community where we'll be doing some non-WWE pay-per-view watch parties. Revolution is coming up in a couple of weeks. So, alam niyo na, we'll be doing that there, especially with Emil's high-powered setup for streaming that made it a lot better than what we were doing before. And syempre, you also have preferential rates for pasabays. When we do our next pasabay, probably in a couple of weeks before WrestleMania, pero hindi na inaabot ng WrestleMania because bago pa lang mag-WrestleMania, na-delay na yung Fanatics. Eh. But you get better rates than our non-Patreon customers. So if you want to get your authentic merch from WWE Shop, Shop AEW, Pro Wrestling Tees, Roots of Fight, Ripple Junction, anywhere else that you may find and stumble into wrestling merch and tanggap ang credit card namin, we can do that for you at a much slightly cheaper cost, but and other benefits include Rowan's tea of the local scene, care of his his benefactor here in the chat. You also get to school Emil on the 2000 stuff that he doesn't know about, and other things. You can also read reviews and get some advanced content every now and then. If we do some pretty big interviews with big names. So maraming random ganaps din that you can get from being a Patreon patron. And again, the link is patreon.com/wrestlingpodcast. $5, 275 pesos. Please do support us if you can, whenever you can. You don't have to, you know, subscribe long-term. You want to, you know, say thanks for what we do for 1 or 2 months. Okay lang yun. We understand that everyone has different circumstances and, you know, we're not pressuring anyone to give what they can't give.
Yeah. Let's get some happy row noises on. Let's promote WWE on Blast TV.
Blast TV! All right. WWE on Blast TV, guys. I've been watching Raw on it lately. Siyempre, SmackDown, NXT. If you can have time for this, all you gotta do is go to app.blasttv.ph. Kung meron kang Converge, kung meron kang Globe, it is free. Everyone else has to pay like 189 pesos a month. But that's really, really cheap for everything that you want to watch because they got like the fast movies. You want another reason to boo The Rock or whatever. You want to watch Usher's halftime show at the Super Bowl. A lot of these different stuff available. And syempre, may UFC din, may NFL din, di ba? Kung ano na pa, may football, may soccer, you know. And a whole bunch of things that they are giving away for us. You don't have to pirate this shit anymore, right? And if you don't watch it, they'll take it away. And mawala kayo ng source for legit and up-to-date wrestling content. And, you know, I know some people are asking, oh, where can I watch Raw? Where can I watch SmackDown? You don't have to go to YouTube and watch the highlights. You can watch it here on Blast TV. Again, app.blasttv.ph. Lance, you're correct. I won't repeat that, but you are correct.
All right. Thank you very much. One more thing we need to get to. We're actually Emil,
don't... Shut up, man. Shut up. Don't ruin it for everyone.
Be cool, Emil.
Basta may Raw sa Blast TV. Nandun naman lahat eh. Nagkamali lang yun, no? Pero nandun naman siya lahat eh.
Daming reklamo, puta.
Emil, may sakit ka na nga eh.
Oh boy.
Yeah, shut up, Emil. Okay. Before we get to our first topic for the evening, we're actually recording our episode 700 tonight. So it's either this one or the next or the audio only na i-record natin tonight. One of those will be episode 700. So another landmark milestone, but we're going to save all the celebrating for April when we do our 10th anniversary party. So as early as now, we would like to see you there. Yes, Emil. Yes, Rowan. 10 years. Perfect way to celebrate the Wrestling Podcast coming soon this April. Okay, we're going to start with some mess kasi sabi nga ni Ro ang aga-aga, may kalat na ulit. TNA has gotten pretty messy over the last few days. So we know that Scott D'Amore got fired sometime last week, and in the time since, nag-mass tweet yung roster. Even Tommy Dreamer, who is now the head of creative, or one of the bosses over in creative, now that Scott D'Amore is no longer there. And a lot of them are tweeting the hourglass emoji. Apparently, may meaning pa yan. Like, there's a difference between the two hourglasses, which I learned because of LeBron James's cryptic hourglass tweet from several weeks ago when the Lakers lost to the Atlanta Hawks. So apparently, kapag yung sand mas marami pa rin sa taas, it means na, okay, parang, you know, we know that time is about to run out. Pero yung kay Speedball Mike Bailey, his hourglass, the sand is all the way down, which means time's up. So clearly, all of these guys, all of these talent from TNA, may pinapahiwatig sila. But at the same time, Anthem, the parent company of TNA, has extended Josh Alexander's contract. And now there are rumors na baka raw magka-mass exodus ang TNA. So, Chino, what do you think about this as the resident TNA fan?
It's, sabi ni Ro before we started, that it's funny how TNA gets its own share of the things we talk about on a weekly basis now. And it's funny because every time we talk about TNA on here, parang never naging maganda. As a TNA fan, it kind of sucks for me to have to talk about internal disputes and supposed mass leavings from a company that I have actually grown to enjoy. Right? It's it hasn't always been its best, but it's actually wrestling that I can, that I find consumable and I find watchable. Na pag wala kang ginagawa, it's just nice to have on. Alright? I don't know what that says about me or the product, pero neither here nor there. What I want to say, though, is before this even happened, talent and the people in TNA actually wrote a letter to Anthem expressing their displeasure. The letter was a big deal here kasi doon daw nag-start yung mag-tweet nila, or even before they started tweeting the hourglasses, Anthem really just like, okay, hindi nag-tweet kayo letter. That's how they reacted to the whole thing. So ang nangyari dyan is hindi sineryoso nung company yung threat of the people jumping ship to other companies and leaving TNA out to dry, which sucks because it's a company that just rebooted. Right, they recently just renamed themselves and promised everybody all these things, and now all their big stars, you got former world champions tweeting hourglasses, tapos napilitan sila gawin kay Josh Alexander yung mga ayaw natin nakikita sa WWE side of things where they extend contracts because of injuries and whatnot. It sucks. It's just a thing that we don't want to see, especially from a company that was supposedly set up for good things or big things in 2024.
I'm surprised that Glendale and I share the same thoughts here. Kasi yun din yung nilagay kong nasa bullets ko na this whole thing is like when Tape Incorporated got rid of Tito Big and Joey. And syempre, umalis na rin yung the rest of the co-host ng Itbulaga out of galit sa Tape and out of loyalty sa TVJ. So the hourglass emoji that we've been seeing the wrestlers tweet, it's most likely a sign of mass exodus. Kasi Scott D'Amore, first of all, is the reason that made TNA watchable and the reason why TNA stayed alive. As for Josh Alexander's contract being extended demand by Anthem exercising the rights, it reminds me of that time when WWE re-signed Rey Mysterio without Rey re-signing. So it's a wild concept for me back then hearing na hala pwede pala yun na a company will have the right to extend an employee's contract.
Ro, you and I have been part of a mass exodus. How does this make you feel seeing another company that might have its own mass exodus in 2024?
First of all, it's pronounced D'Amore. It rhymes with adore. So ayusin nyo. Second of all, it sucks on the wrestler's part. Kasi yun nga sabi ni Chino, okay na nga siya, umu-okay na nga siya. Diba? Tapos, i-screw over pa kayo ng mga, ng management na hindi naman kasing galing ni Scott D'Amore. And the other thing, I don't know if we've talked about this, but the reason why they wanted to make a power play was because Anthem felt Scott D'Amore was spending too much money on the talent he was bringing in. But, you know, if you were bringing in guys like Dolph Ziggler and Mustafa Ali and whoever else, Okada, diba? Oh, yun. Kasi the investment is getting returned. So that's, ano, I, at some point, yes, you're losing money, but you know, you're in this to, you're in this for the long haul. You're in this for the long-term play. So that's what sucks. And I don't want to see them have to do a mass exodus, but it goes to show then how well-beloved and how trusted Scott D'Amore was by the entire roster as the guy who ran the show. So I don't know kung lahat sila ng buong roster nag-tweet ng Hourglass. I don't know if also the veteran talent was in on this. It, I guess it'll also be lines drawn. Who's going to be the company guy? Who's going to be the company fall guy here? Who's going to be the one that they anoint as their guy? And who's going to turn on the boys and the girls? May ganun palagi eh. It's the reason why there's no union in WWE, because the top guys are protected and they want to give back to the management for putting them in that position. So, is Josh Alexander going to be that guy? We don't know. Hopefully not. I hope he stands with the rest in solidarity to bring back Scott D'Amore. Because, I mean, for all intents and purposes, Scott D'Amore naman yung nagpaka main event kay Josh Alexander, diba? So we'll see. I don't want this to have to be bad for TNA, right? So it just sucks that, you know, corporate America has struck again.
Yeah. We started 2024 with Chino most especially being very optimistic towards TNA given the rebrand, and then this happens. So does it ever drive you crazy just how fast the night changes?
Magandang, maganda, 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 magandang araw para sa mga mas nakaka-lurky na storya.
Mas masayang kwentuhan.
Mas nakaka-utot sa kaligayahan na chismisan.
Mga kaabang-abang na storya.
Aba, tutok na lagi sa Tambalan Podcast.
All right, let's cross over to AEW now, where we've got news on a new hire in Jennifer Pepperman. She's a former WWE writer. She's now the Vice President of Content Development sa AEW. And yung sabi-sabi ng balita is that she will be helping with creative on all AEW TV. And meron ding speculations na this might have something to do with the hiring of Mercedes Moné and the fact na close daw sila ni Jennifer Pepperman, or at least they have a good working relationship. And of course, yung alam naman natin na yung struggle ni Tony Khan to book the women into meaningful storylines on television. So we'll start with you, Rowan. What do you think about this one?
Okay, so this is the first time I've heard about this woman. Pero after a quick research, I learned one of her contributions in WWE, that is being the writer for the women's division over on SmackDown. And I think it will be a huge help for TK and AEW. Kasi para hindi na maging messy yung storylines, or in order for some storylines to have a reason why it's existing and why it just ends, or para maiwasan na nila yung storyline would end all of a sudden without any good ending. Pero since this woman wrote for the women's division over in WWE, and since there's been rumors nga na Mercedes is coming to AEW, maybe ito na nga yung hinahanap nating susi para sa pagpapaganda ng women's division ng AEW. Hopefully.
Mm-hmm. Ikaw, Chino, your thoughts on this?
Yes. People can change, guys. If they tell you that they can't change, just look at Tony Khan. He hired a writer. Oh my God. In the year of our Lord, 2024, Tony Khan passed creative onto somebody else. Oh my. The fact that he was able to do that, I don't know if Mercedes stipulated this in her contract, but the fact that he was able to do that just gives me so much hope for the women's division. The previous Dynamite.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And today's Dynamite wasn't so bad. You got Tony Storm. You got Deiara Purrazzo versus Madison Rayne, which was actually pretty good. Pero yung consistency niya to do that from here on out is actually pretty questionable until I got news of this hiring. Now, I hope this doesn't just apply to Mercedes Moné, na para may sarili siyang writing team. You know, I hope it does apply to everybody else on the women's roster kasi ang dami nilang talent doon na hindi nagagamit. So only time will tell. I mean, nag-hire siya ng writer, who's to say he doesn't hire another writer? Or who's to say he hires like somebody who's better at PR than him? Diba? Only Tony Khan, man, what a transformation. All the best, Tony Khan. All the best.
Okay. Let it be said that hashtag Roe was right. I said that when or if Tony Khan was going to hire Mercedes Moné, he was going to have to make adjustments to the way he booked women. And the fact that he hired someone to help him book, I don't know if Jennifer Pepperman's going to help him book in general, because his job title niya is to help with the TV shows, in job description. Yeah. So, yes, there's a rumor that closer than ni Sasha, but if you're already helping, you might as well help everywhere. So there's that. So for this one, I hope that that means they're going to also devote more than one match slot to the women, which I already saw from the last episode of Collision. Pero siyempre sana magtuloy-tuloy yan, not just because, you know, they wanted to run a Deiara Purrazzo and Tony Storm match back to back, right? So yun, it's great. Chino's right, people can change. I like that about Tony Khan. He knew that he had to make this change in order to sign one of the biggest names in free agency right now. So, may pag-asa pa, mga friends.
Yeah, hopefully we get more than just back-to-back matches, with the first one being a squash match. That's what we got kanina. I mean, like, sure, Tony Storm is in a match, but it was a squash match. So it was what, 2-3 minutes max? And then
it was a public Diana, workout.
I guess. But like it was, I don't know, like it was like 3 minutes.
That's what she called it though, right?
Yeah, it was a public workout.
Yeah. But you know, we do. No,
I mean, that's fine. The squash is fine.
For the women.
I like squash
match. I think I think the Madison Rayne Deiara Purrazzo match made up for it at least. So,
I guess. Yeah. Sige, before we go to break, let's address one of these questions from Nico, who's from Dumaguete. Sabi niya, first time daw niyang umattend ng watch party because he's new in Manila. So what should he expect? Oh, kayo, Rowan.
You say only Rowan. One thing,
one thing you will not have to expect is cosplayers trying to steal the show by making entrances. Di no kailangan i-expect yon, mga friends. Kasi ito, WWE show lang ang papanoorin natin, hindi mga ibang tao. So, yun. But really, itong si Glendale, bullshit to. It's not his first time at one of these things. You've been to a WWP event. I know it's not the watch party, but you know, it's still one of our events. So we're just here to have a good time. We're just here to watch the shows. You expect it to be, you know, you're part of the crowd, but you're not at the arena. You're watching with other people, and then you have food, you have drinks. May libre tayong iced tea sa Skinny Mike's, and since dinner time naman siya, alam mo yun, pwede kang mag-order ng food. Masarap naman yung food doon, diba?
Yeah.
It's really just having a lot of fun with your fellow wrestling fans. You want to start a chant? Start a chant. Sure. You want to, boo or cheer loudly, get lost in the moment with your fellow fans.
Yun, walang bartabulan.
Yeah.
Wag ka lang magdadala ng belt. Yun lang.
Bawal lang magdadala ng belt. Yun lang.
Yeah, mostly a sausage fest, but you know there are some female wrestling fans who also come to our event. So
yeah, itong si ano, si Adore.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
Adore.
Did we forget that she was a woman? What's happening here?
Adore will be there. So yeah, there you go. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the WWE, specifically yung mga big events coming out of Monday Night Raw. Plus, later on in the show, Elimination Chamber, Perth predictions. But first, a quick word from our other podcasts right here on the Pod Network.
Mga Immortal, listen to the Underpaid Podcast with me, Stanley Chi, wherein we talk about work-related topics in a light manner na parang nagchichismisan lang tayo or nagkukwentuhan. Listen for free on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or kung saan ka man nakikinig ng podcast. Kita-kits!
Ina, lapagan na raw ng mga masasarap sa menu ng Skinny Mike's.
I just want to acknowledge Iger and Carlo Elijah. Y'all get it. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. To quote DJ Khaled, I appreciate you. You know what it is. I acknowledge you because you acknowledge us.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the WWE, starting off with Jimmy Uso, who has now cost Jay a grand slam. And I credit this to somebody on Twitter who posted this graphic of all of the titles that Jimmy has cost Jay over the last year. So the Intercontinental Championship, the United States Championship, the Tag Team Championship, and syempre, yung Universal Championship. So with this latest one, I think it's safe to say now with like 6 weeks away from WrestleMania XL, we're getting Jay Uso versus Jimmy Uso. So Rowan, satisfied ka na ba sa development ng story na to?
Yes, actually. But first, I just want to appreciate Jay versus Gunther. It was a great match. I was convinced that Jay was gonna win until his brother interfered. So, pero itong interference na to, not only it made the finish interesting, but also yung road to WrestleMania nila ni Jay. And clearly, the reason why Jimmy has been disrupting the matches of Jay is because he's jealous of Jay's success. Jimmy returning to the bloodline is, well, it's pampalubag loob na lang. Or like, it's more of like the best for him na. Pero the way we see it, it's like the second best. It's the best for him to stay relevant while his brother doesn't need the bloodline to be over with the crowd. So, itong development, medyo may kulang pa, pero I'm kind of satisfied the way I'm seeing it.
Ikaw, Chino, Jay versus Jimmy, with everything we've seen, is it enough for you to justify this WrestleMania matchup?
Yeah, definitely. It's a blood feud. Like a literal blood feud. Kasi magkapatid sila and one of them is trying to screw the other one. Ito yung jealous brother syndrome. I don't know if you got US. You guys have siblings, but if you have brothers, you'll know na minsan may bangayan yan within the family. And this is just that same example amplified to a WrestleMania level kind of feud, which is nice because it makes it relatable, di ba? They're going to focus on telling the story of how what the younger brother is trying to outshine the older brother, quote-unquote, or how they are trying to, you know, try the younger brothers trying to turn his back on family. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, we've seen it before. Pero it's nice that we're getting a nice little bow on top of it. Ang gusto ko lang mangyari eh, sana pag natatapos to, hindi sila maging tag team ulit because they're doing so well on their own. And for them to just reunite after all of this in one way or another, parang it just throws the entire story out the window.
It's not like it's like that weird thing yung nagbati agad si Matt Hardy and Jeff Hardy the same year Jeff was leaving the WWE. Sana wag ngang ganun.
Ano, nagbati agad ang puta.
Not the best way, no, come on, man.
No, I don't mind this. Like, people have been, you know, people have been asking, where's the build-up? I mean, like, what build-up do you need? The guy turned on his brother just before he was about to win the big championship. Like, I don't know, if you forgot about that, that's a you problem, not a Jay or Jimmy problem. But Jay was busy moving on and then Jimmy was not. That's all the build-up I need. Like, I don't know if it's because this is how I see the story and this is how I see the storytelling, but I knew that they were coming back to this. Like, you know, you put it in the back seat. You put it in the back burner because, alam mo yun, Jimmy was busy kissing up to his cousin, diba? But I didn't forget. Maybe you did, but I did not. Like, I knew that this was coming around the corner. So this was me being satisfied. Na, okay, finally, tutuloy na natin. Kasi, as Carlo Elijah said here in the in the chat, he said that sana explain na lang ni Jamie bakit siya bumalik sa Bloodline. That's what I'm waiting for. Ito yung hinihintay ko, because doing this feud means that I'll finally get this explanation, right? Kasi they put it on hold for way too long.
Yeah, parang yun na lang yung kulang natin, di ba?
Yeah, just to answer Pau Caster real quick in the chat, Bronson did not get done dirty. Bronson Reed specifically requested to be left off the Elimination Chamber Perth card because his wife is about to give birth. So let's stop the slander about Bronson Reed.
Yeah, to be fair, Bronson's actually being the good dad here and the good human being by choosing to be there for the birth of his child.
Iger. Awesome Truth versus Judgment Day for the Tag Team Championship at WrestleMania. We talked about this last week.
Say what's up to Hobby Dainsey, one of our friends from Geek Talk PH, who is here in the chat. Sana, he will be there sa Skinny Mike. So kung follower kayo ni Hobby Dainsey sa TikTok.
And minimigay din siya ng t-shirt viewing party. Yes, talked about this. He is also giving away, he is raffling a t-shirt on Saturday. So please, antabayanan niyan. Kaya pumunta na kayo. It's an Undertaker boot. It's an Undertaker shirt.
Daming magpapaula ng prizes. Di lang si Everybody's Toys and Collectibles, pati rin pala si Hobby Dainsey. Alright, let's talk about Drew McIntyre now. Also on Monday Night Raw, nakita natin na after Drew flipped the switch and turned heel because of all of the Bloodline interference in his matches and affairs over the last year plus, now he is the beneficiary of said Bloodline interference, and it seemed like he was all too happy to just pick up the win over Cody Rhodes after ispike ni Solo Sikoa yung lalamunan ni Cody. So what do you think about Drew McIntyre going from being the hard-hitting home truth teller that Nathan Frazer's wanted to be to now being the guy who willingly accepts the Bloodline's help? Even though it's not necessarily like a gift for Drew, it was more of against Cody siya, and then Drew being the one against Cody in the match, siya yung naging recipient ng tulong nila. Let's start with you, Rowan.
So I think what drove Drew crazy is singing "Bye Bye Miss American Pie." Pero okay, all jokes aside, to summarize the whole thing, Drew benefiting from the Bloodline interference. There's a quote somewhere there that says, "It's only funny when it happens to others." So it's not exactly funny, pero from Drew's perspective, it's okay if it's his match to win if the Bloodline interferes, pero rather than the other way around. So that's the only way I can summarize this whole situation here. And this also gives him more confidence on the way to the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view. And if he wins that, then he can go on to main event or face Seth Rollins at WrestleMania.
Ikaw, Chino, you know, we heard it on commentary. You know, Michael Cole was actually calling out the hypocrisy ni Drew, and even Drew himself acknowledged it in interview siya ni Jackie Redmond.
Yeah, I don't think he's really a hypocrite though, because let me explain. Did he extend the olive branch to the jerk to the Bloodline? Sinabi mo yung kay Solo Sikoa, ito gawin natin, eh? Diba? No, he didn't do any of that. It just so happened that when the Bloodline attacked, he was in a match with Cody Rhodes. And who is he to say no to an easy win? Diba? Kasi, hipokrito siya pag sinabi niya, good job, Bloodline. Magkakampina tayo ngayon.
But he said it's okay. He said it was okay.
Yeah.
But it happened, so it's okay. So if he wasn't being a hypocrite, he was
huh? not being a... You're calling what? Him out for his hypocrisy kasi the benefit siya, diba?
Oh nga.
He was there. Gusto mo,
but he allowed it to happen. He was okay with it.
Sumbog niya sa referee.
Yeah, yes. Yes. That's exactly what a non-hypocrite would do. That is what a non-hypocrite would do. He would turn away. He would turn away the Bloodline and tell no. He would tell them no. I don't want you to do what you did to me, because you know that's exactly why I went down this rabbit hole of despair. No, that is what
a hypocrite. No, sa akin lang, pag sabi mo, hypocrite siya.
Oh, so hypocrite ka, is what you're saying. I think we're not aligned with what hypocrite actually means.
Just happened.
No, he allowed it to happen. He was okay with it. That's you know.
This is a beat, sa referee, ganun.
Yeah. No, actually, yes. I would actually. That's actually what I would do if I was not a hypocrite. I would do that if I were a wrestler.
Oh, hindi. No, good for you. No. But I think he's a hypocrite.
Yeah. No, it's exactly what it is. I'm not. I'm just saying that is a definition of a hypocrite. I mean, the whole entire angle is them leveraging this definition of a hypocrite. I mean, that's the whole story. So you just denied what the story
is. I don't know, man. Ako sa akin, nilapitan ba niya yung bloodline? Sinabi ba niya, let's contrive against Cody in this match? Let's plan and finish.
You don't have to plan it to be a hypocrite. No, you don't have to plan it to not you.
That's what you're trying to say, though.
No, I'm saying that he was okay. I'm saying that he was okay with the thing, the exact same thing that happened to him at Clash at the Castle. He was okay with that. And he was not okay when it happened to him. Yeah. That's the definition of a hypocrite. And that is what the entire story is hinging on, the definition of a hypocrite.
He's already accepting the fact that nangyari na, 'di ba? It's there.
Which makes him a hypocrite.
What do you know?
If he were not a hypocrite, he would get on the mic after the match and say, "Hey Bloodline, hey Solo, why did you do that? I already had him beat." Or, you know, I was going down like a warrior.
And that would just turn him. And I don't know if that's like a sensible thing for him to do.
That's why they did that to further his heel character, because he is a hypocrite. That is the storytelling. That is the characterization of the heel character. Can't believe I have to explain this.
I don't know, man. It's just.
Yeah, you don't know. That's the problem. You didn't know.
I don't think you can go to Tamaru. Putang ina, ikaw na wrestling expert.
That's
dito.
Right.
Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Ano yung gusto mo?
Oh. Yes. No, thank you for acknowledging me. That's exactly what I was trying to say.
Oh my gosh.
Drew McIntyre is a hypocrite. I'm saying all seriousness. This is what the entire story is hinging on. That's why they made a whole thing out of it on commentary, in the backstage interview, and the whole spot where Solo does the exact same thing to Cody while Drew was in it. That's the whole point. That's why they're telling the story. Jesus.
All right.
Just because you don't know what it means.
I know what a hypocrite means. It's just in my opinion.
Yeah.
But okay, good job. Ikaw, sige, alam mo yung expert sa lahat ng bagay.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah.
Okay na.
Yeah.
Okay na.
Thank you for acknowledging.
Yeah.
Whew, boy. That was a really heated argument. Obviously. We had to put an end to it kasi ang dami pang pag-uusapan, but we're gonna cut this part of the live stream for now. So thank you very much for tuning in to this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. Part 2 should be up on your feeds in just a bit. That's where we'll talk about our predictions for Elimination Chamber Perth. On behalf of Emil Nate and Rowan ASH, as well as Chino Liao and Ro Moran, my name is Stan C, saying thank you very much for checking out the Wrestling Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and don't be a dick. Later, outcasts. Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.